make a note of this date. It is Friday, the 1st of July. It is historic if you are Welsh, and Lille is the venue for tonight's quarterfinal between the Welsh and Belgium. Someone is going home tonight. Will it be Chris Coleman's side? That is the question. They've never been here before. They have never been this far in the European Championship tournament. Are they going to take that gigantic step into the semi-finals? They'll need Gareth Bale, they'll need Aaron Ramsey. They will need everyone in that starting lineup. The Welsh Dragon will be hoping to slay the Red Devils this evening. As far as their opposition is concerned tonight, Mark Wilmots, he received a lot of criticism at the beginning of this European Championship. They stumbled, they fumbled, but eventually they found their form against Hungary. But they have issues, injuries at the back, and there will be new faces in defence this evening. Can those new faces step up and fill the gaps that have been left against Wales? It is the big game. We are looking forward to this once again, aren't we?
Oh, we are. First of all, don't hope for penalties and extra time. Let's have a nice 90-minute game. We exactly know what happened yesterday. But yes, an exciting encounter. You know, the way Wales played against Northern Ireland didn't suit them, because Northern Ireland sat back and played exactly how Wales play. But today, I'm not saying it's going to be an easy opponent, but it suits them how Belgium play. You know, they go all out attack and they'll sit back and play on counters.
We're looking at it, David, and it's just the one change, isn't it? By the looks of it.
The one change up front, putting Robson Kanu instead of Vokes. But what we just saw there on the pitch, anyone who was watching the Hungary game, I'm sure most people watching now, when they turned up against Belgium, looked like they were going to go home. They looked like they were already beaten. That looked like a good spirit. And one thing that this Welsh side has is tremendous spirit. You've got Alan in there, Ramsey in there, Alan, who is described as the Welsh Xavi, Bale. I mean, this, I don't know, I like it. Maybe it's the fact I've got Welsh children that I'm siding for Wales at the moment. But I just like the spirit. I like the fact that they've got, when people say nothing to lose, they've got everything to lose. A semi-final, a final.
Wow, see, this is what has happened. Well, Malin is out.
We were talking about this defence. There's been three changes, two of which are in the back four. How big is that?
It's massive, because Vermaelen is out because of yellow card. Vertonghen just had an ankle injury. We always say that the back four and the goalkeeper should never change. You always want a stable back four, not only for your defence, but your defensive marking, for your set pieces. Mm. It's very, very important. So it'll be interesting to watch. And both the young lads who have come in, Denaya and Lukaku, you know, Jordan Lukaku, who's, I think, Roman Lukaku's brother.
Yeah.
Both are 21 and they both have come from the underage groups. It'll be interesting to see how they hold the nerves, because it's a massive game for them.